follow the messages on screen to where the operator that for navigation becomes available. This station will now see you on the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
See, you did it. You got all the way through it.
Pretty good.
You did it. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That was amazing.
So what do we got going on?
Today we're talking about apartment prepping. For all our urban brothers and sisters, episode 26, apartment prepping. We're also going to do a review of Coulter Co. bandanas. We're going to do our regular stuff, listener reviews, Mad Mad World, and also we're going to talk about...
My promotion.
Your promotion.
To open the podcast.
Yeah, you did well. First off, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at www.tacpack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a fantastic deal, so you got to go get it.
You should have all used it by now.
Yeah.
Listener. Reviews starts now.
So would you like me to do this, or do you want to do it?
No, you do it.
Me do it? Okay. So this is actually a listener review from the Kindle book on Amazon. We'd like to thank Randy for sending this in. He says, just finished The Beginner's Guide to the Apocalypse. If you're familiar with the podcast, here's a list of things you would not expect in a book from Kobe and Cam. Commas, periods, capitalization, 109 pages, 1.5 spacing, without pictures. Things you typically would expect from Kobe and Cam, hillbilly voices, 80s and 90s movie references, mild paranoia regarding the government with a smattering of blue-blooded patriotism, and the general hope that zombies are real. I have a mild desire at some point to begin the thought of possibly planning the planning stage of prepping, minus the stockpiling of arms and legs in the back of my Prius. This book satisfied those casual desires and a few other deeply repressed ones. I especially enjoyed the first aid section where it goes over snitches and stitches. I then remembered that I faint at the sight of blood and I faint at any combination of the letters B-L-O-O-N-D in any combination on the written page. I don't really know how to read that, but that's what it is. At which point, I never finished the book. Thankfully, the first aid section was close to the end of the book, so I feel like I got my money's worth. If you can read, you should probably read. Of all the prepping books I've read, this is the streetcar named desire of prepper books, and probably not the only prepper book you'll ever need. Rufio, My Stitches. I have no idea what that means.
I don't either.
I have no idea what that means.
That should be probably in the opening of the book.
It should be the foreword.
It should be the foreword.
Yeah. It should absolutely be the foreword. Yeah.
Social media shout out.
And moving along on our podcast journey. Social media shout out. On Instagram, there's a really cool account named @knivesgunsgear. There's lots of really cool EDC knives.
It says right in the name.
It does, yeah.
All the stuff he's got.
Guns.
Or she. Is it a gi?
It's a guy.
A gi.
It's not a gi. It's a guy.
Combine them.
They also have a really fantastic YouTube channel, and you should go check it out because it's really, really cool.
Mm-mm. Check it.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Have you checked out there?
No, I just saw this today, that part, and I'm going to check it out.
It's a mad, mad world.
Coming right off.
I did. You go first.
Well, how about this gas attack?
Gas attack?
Syria.
How the hell do they know that I got gas?
So I feel like we're getting really, really close to being involved in multiple wars.
Wars, yes. Uh-huh.
You know, this attack on, I think 75 dead, civilians, kids, women, and they believe it was from the Syrian government itself, right? The mess of the government.
Yeah, yeah. They've been a mess over there for a while.
Al-Assad. They're thinking it's from him.
Obama-Sada.
The Russians are saying that it was a bomb hit the gas itself, and it just happened.
Of course, that's what they're saying.
Since the little village full of these innocent people was built right over a bunker. And it happened to be a nice bunker buster. And It sounds pretty legit.
Yeah, it sure does.
So yeah, good job, Russia. Good job, Syria.
They're a mess over there. Yeah. They're a mess. Is that all you got?
That's all.
That's it. Okay.
I think you got more.
Well, yeah.
On Russia.
Yeah, I do have a little bit on Russia. This might not be completely legit, but I did find this article somewhere, and it was quite eye-opening. According to a high-level Russian source with ties to the military, Russia not only possesses a devastating secret weapon against the United States. Well, I don't know why this has to be against the United States. It's just a weapon. They've already apparently put it in place off the East Coast shoreline. So the Kremlin says secret plans for a Russian long-range nuclear torpedo called Status 6 should not have appeared on Russian TV news. The leak happened during a report on state-run Channel 1 about President Vladimir Putin meeting military chiefs in the city of Sochi. So one general was seen studying a diagram of the devastating torpedo system launched by submarine. It would create wide areas of radioactive contamination. So basically, it's a torpedo that they'll shoot towards the coast and then just infect the entire east coast of the United States.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So that
sounds like a Tom Clancy book.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
I don't... Yeah. Well, what was the other thing I'd seen in the news that Russia was creating this extremely fast missile that couldn't be...
I didn't hear about that.
Like, it was super, super fast. Yeah.
Really?
That's what I was wondering. This came out, and then that came out. I'm like, or is it all... But anyway... I'm sure Russia's creating all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
That's where they put all their money anyway. That's really, it's just into military.
Really, really cool of them to do.
Yeah. It's like a hypersonic missile.
Really?
Yeah. So like our little laser defense, you know, how do you lock it onto a hypersonic missile?
It's hypersonic. You can't.
No way.
No. Okay. That's all I have.
Well, good.
Do you have anything else?
No.
Is that it?
Makes me feel pretty comfortable.
Yeah, I feel good now.
The world.
So let's move right on to apartment prepping. We're going to talk about a prepping in an apartment. That's what we're going to do. So I just kind of want to start out by talking about
people,
the issues. Oh yeah, apartments with people in them. The issues with prepping in an apartment. What might come up? What might be
rent?
The rent is
way high.
It could be, or it could be really low. You don't know that. It could be low.
Could be.
So about 34% of the U.S. population lives in apartments. That's a large percentage.
It is.
That's
actually less than I thought.
Three or four out of every... Well, that's
I say
just,
that. Every percentage you say, I'm always
you
like...
You do.
It sounds a little higher than
but,
that.
But the next sentence says, that doesn't include condo owners.
Okay.
So, you know, a condo is basically an apartment, you know. So the biggest concern or issues with apartment prepping, let's go over those. Space. This is the one thing that you think about, you know, if you're in an apartment. You're going to have really limited space. And so this becomes a huge issue if you're trying to stockpile water or food or ammunition or guns.
Or just your own crap.
Or, yeah, anything.
I mean, you're out of space when you move in.
Yeah. And privacy becomes a big issue because, I don't know, have you ever lived in an apartment?
I have, unfortunately.
Yeah, you realize what everybody's doing at every minute of the day, above you, below you, and beside you.
Yeah. And we had the joy of going from a house for 3 years and then moving into an apartment.
Then you had to move. Oh, that's
and
right.
And like majority of our stuff just had to stay in some storage container.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
So I feel for you apartment owners.
It's not fun, you know. You have not a lot of privacy. Population, and this obviously means if you're living in an apartment, there's a lot of people living right next to you all the time. So in any sort of, if any sort of issue arises where, you know, you have to evacuate or anything, you got to deal with a whole bunch of freaking people. Yeah. And people are the worst. Every one of them.
They really are.
Yeah. So you're going to have to don't live in an apartment. You're going to have to learn prioritization because with less space and with less privacy, you need to be better prioritized in what you prep because you can't just say, I'm going to need this maybe at some point. So I'm just going to buy it. I'm going to get a bunch of these, but you can't do that if you're in an apartment because you have really limited space. So you have to be really good at prioritization. Warmth in the winter. You know, if you lose heat in an apartment, you don't have a wood-burning stove. You can't just, you know, put something like that in.
No.
And it also becomes an issue with everybody else trying to stay warm. We'll go over that later. That's bad. Sanitation. That becomes a huge issue because you can't go dig a cat hole in your backyard and take a poop because you don't have a backyard.
You ain't going to drop a deuce off the deck.
Yeah.
You could.
I did. What did I write there?
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
You did write that.
I wrote
balcony poop.
Balcony poop with a question mark. That's what I wrote.
I think it happens already, but...
You think people are booping off balconies? I don't think so. So you do have a higher risk of attack, you know, any sort of terrorist attack or something like that. You're probably going to be in a more highly populated area. Mm-hmm. And those are the places that people, you know, target for any sort of attack. So that's bad. Terrorism, riots, anything like that. Limited natural resources is going to be a problem. You can't just run out, you know, maybe to the backyard or, you know, maybe to the woods near your home, because you probably don't have that. If you're in an apartment, I mean, you might, but most apartments are in a city, right? So you're not going to have a lot of just water hanging around or, you know, wood out there to go grab to burn, anything like that. Your cell service is going to be an issue during any sort of SHTF situation, because you're going to be right on top of like 100 other people who are all trying to call people at the same time, and that closest tower is going to get overloaded. So that's
I don't think I've lived in an apartment that's had good cell service to begin with.
Yeah, well, everybody's sucking data or whatever, you know, in that one spot. It's all coming off the same. It's not good. Not a good deal. You know, budget. You know, if you're living in an apartment, maybe you are on a limited budget because it's much cheaper to live in an apartment. So, you know, odds are you don't have the type of budget that people living in a home or, you know, on a large acreage have. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be harder to prep
those
things.
Well, and then
things.
Those cities, the house is, you know, 1,200 square feet, you're paying $400,000 versus, you know, here where you can buy a lot more.
Yeah, exactly.
Land, so
yep, exactly.
You're screwed.
There might be a few advantages of living in an apartment. I couldn't think of many.
Scavenge your neighbors.
Well, yeah, there's more scavenging opportunities because there's you're probably in an urban area where there's a lot of, you know, things you can go scavenge, food maybe. Sometimes there might be safety in numbers, you know, if, you know, something's going on.
Some legit dudes living next to
you. Yeah, you got a bunch of guys. That's about all I could come up with. There wasn't a whole lot, but you know, a few things if you're starting out as an apartment prepper, do a threat assessment. Make sure you understand where you live, your area, and what is the most likely thing that's going to happen that you need to prep for. If it's, you know, if you're in Florida or whatever it might be, it's going to be hurricanes, right? In Utah, you're not going to worry about hurricanes. We don't really have disasters here. You notice that? Like, nothing.
No, we just got a big fault that we hope never
cracks. Yeah, we hope it never cracks, but... once you do that threat assessment and whatever's most likely, make that your priority and move on from there with whatever budget and space that you have left at that point, right? You're going to want to have a really detailed bug out plan because this is going to be more important for somebody who lives in an apartment, because you're probably going to have to bug out if there's something that really bad goes on, because it's going to be really tough to stay in an apartment if there's like a grid down situation, like there's
I think
no power.
I'd bug out.
You'd almost have to.
But I mean, like you said, if there's a riot downtown or something erupts in the middle of the town, then you're not going to want to try and get out of there.
Yeah, exactly. You might have to hunker down for some things, but
we got more on that.
We do have preparing more on that. You know what? You have limited space. You might have limited budget, but you can learn as many skills as you want or can. So I think skills become more important to people. I mean, I think they're always important, but I think with an apartment prepper, it's much more important because you don't have the space. I mean,
you don't have the supplies to compensate for a lack of
exactly.
Skill.
Yeah. So you're going to have to really make sure your skills are up to par, I think. You know, you can think about an indoor or a balcony garden. That's not easy. I've even seen people that have chickens in an apartment.
Holy hell, are you serious?
Yeah, I saw some articles and stuff on people doing that. I really don't suggest that. I mean, that's disgusting for one thing.
If you can't have a cat or a dog in there, sure chickens would be.
Maybe they don't have chickens on the list. It just says no cats or dogs.
Okay, chickens. We'll get some turkeys.
So, you know, identify what local resources you may have. You know your area. You're thinking about chickens in an apartment now, aren't you?
I'm thinking about when we talked about the hamster farm.
Oh, yeah, the hamster farm.
Having tons of hamsters.
We were talking about
like making a coop, like a pen.
But we were talking about garbage bags or something, weren't we?
Just think about big old, like tons
gerbils
of hamsters.
Hamsters.
I'm going to eat them.
My gosh. We're dumb sometimes. Yeah, identify There's your local resources. Know your area. Know what might be in the most immediate area. Scavenging locations, streams, canals, anything like that. Just make sure you know what it is. And that's about all I got for getting started and where to start in apartment prepping and what might be the pitfalls.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sold. I'm not going to get into an apartment.
No, I don't. It's not fun to live in an apartment. I can't even. We lived in an apartment when we first got married, and some of the most disgusting things I heard in that apartment. Oh my gosh.
They're like, I know. I think you wonder if all porn was filmed.
Yeah,
in an apartment.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. At 2 in the afternoon. I mean, just like.
I know. I remember trying to study, and it was just gosh. They moving a bed up there?
Yeah, like 20 minutes. Yeah.
Those mattresses are heavy.
Yeah, they are.
So, now on to me.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Storage space. That becomes really complicated, like we've been talking about. So just some things that you can do to help create an area that you can store more things. One of the more common things to the you always see is propping up the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And doing this for storage now. That's what you're propping it up for.
Yeah.
Cinder blocks or anything to give you a lot more space underneath.
I've even seen, the big, the 5 gallon buckets of food storage.
Actually,
I've seen
people bed in my basement that way.
Oh, it is. Yeah. So you just stuff down put there. Those under and then just throw your stuff on top of that.
And now we're not going for style points here.
You can't worry about style points.
No, you can't.
You can't.
You won't worry about style when you're getting shot at.
No.
No. So utilizing cupboard space, drawer space, closet space. So I do this. You have a lot more space behind, cans and stuff. And we had somebody recently, we sat down or when we listened to in our church.
Oh yeah. Okay.
When they were talking about self-reliance.
Yeah.
That cupboard space, typically we put all the stuff, that's easy to access up front.
Yeah.
Candy, pop.
Pop, soda pop.
Yeah. Popcorn, beer. Peeps.
This time of year, for sure, peeps.
I know, yep, lots of peeps.
It's peep time.
But behind that, you've got all the space, and there's always that, you have no idea how deep that one cabinet or the drawer underneath your kitchen table, it just goes back forever and you have no idea how far it goes.
You pull out drawers and behind drawers there's so much room.
I know, it's crazy. Just behind the drawers
you don't access. You don't even use it.
There's tons of space right there. I didn't even think about that.
Pull out your drawer, man. Pull your drawers pull off your drawers.
First thing is get your apartment and pull your drawers off.
Well, even if you live in a house, just pull your drawers off, man.
Yeah. So there's a ton of space. I didn't think about behind there. There is a ton of empty space.
There is.
And, but yeah, and most of the time I'm pulling out. I'm where's the, where's the skillet? And I'll pull out somebody else's, pan.
I know,
what the?
It's nuts.
Cast iron? What's this, butter churn?
Wheat grinder.
Yeah, so there's a lot of space behind your food, typically. The other thing on the cupboards is up above. There's usually a good, 3 foot gap between the ceiling and your cupboard that you can throw a bunch of crap up there and then put some really ridiculously looking nice tinsel or what is that stuff called?
Foliage of some sort. Just across
put
the whole thing.
Put some cans.
Or just a happy birthday banner.
Yeah.
And just leave it up there for all year.
Yep. Just look on Pinterest for decoration and you'll probably find all
that
stuff.
Oh, yeah, you'll find all that stuff.
Actually, when I was doing this, I was I started to feel like this is Pinterest ideas. It's terrible.
I know. Some of them are, man.
Yeah. It's utilize your storage space.
When you're not taking a bath, put it all in your bathtub.
Yeah.
I'm no.
Screw a mailbox to the wall.
Idiot.
Put a lot of stuff in there.
Build a false wall around your entire house. It's what?
Build a double wall.
No.
Build a wall around your wall.
Have 7 toilets. Put the other stuff in the other toilets. And then don't worry about it.
Yep. Or just put a bunch of empty toilets in your front yard. It's your decoration. Yeah. Grow a flower or tomato plant out of it.
But underneath it, you have your preps.
Your cachet.
Yeah.
your closets too. You know, when you have a lot of clothes hung up behind there, I have a bunch of crap behind there. I actually have 22 in my bullets.
Oh, now I know where it's at.
Did I say my closet?
You did say your closet.
In the inside my cupboard, behind my cupboard.
I got a new gun.
It's in my double wall. Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's in here.
So it's Kobe's birthday, and personally I think he's had the best birthday month of anybody I know.
Why? Oh yeah, I did have a pretty good birthday month.
You also got a nice new
brand new Jeep.
Brand new wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I got a
really sweet Jeep.
NAR for my birthday too, so I'm pretty happy.
Yeah.
Anyways, move on with
thing. Yeah. Some awesome stuff. What did I get for my birthday? DVD?
Did you?
Something. I don't get
VHS
that.
Tapes.
Yeah. So yeah, behind your closet or behind, just come out of the closet.
Come out of the closet, there, apartment preppers.
But yeah, behind your clothes, and usually where you have what was I gonna say? You can build a bunch of shelves within the closets too. Stack cans and stuff behind there, even.
Yeah, that's doable.
You got a little stuck on that thought.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is behind your couches. So, you know, most couches kind of have that slanted back. So even when you're all the way up against the wall, you usually have, you know, like when you're
space.
A kid, you could crawl back in there.
Yeah, I could still crawl back there.
I probably could too.
Yeah.
But if you slide it out a bit, you know, they have those, what is it, behind the couch, little shelves, you know.
Yeah.
They're just like a box. But yeah, you can fit a ton of stuff behind there. You know, you're only losing a foot in the middle. I mean, unless your apartment's super small, but
yeah,
behind there you can stack some, you know, water blocks or whatever you want, Lego blocks, things that
anything. Well, really, you can put anything back there.
You could,
but we're talking about putting preps back there.
Anyway, other places is like Kobe was saying was the deck. Put a lot of stuff out on the deck.
Yeah, if you have a big old deck, you can put a lot of stuff out there.
You can,
but you might not have a big deck. So
yeah.
You might just have a little small or like a normal size deck.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, my deck's like pretty normal sized.
Yeah, you do have a deck.
I do have a deck. Well, yeah, right. Of course I have a deck.
Anyway,
you don't have a deck.
I don't have a deck.
Well, deckless.
I am totally deckless. But yeah, there's a lot of outdoor furniture and stuff that you can use for storage, which was another thing I was going to talk about. They make a lot of. You know, storage that are storage make a lot of furniture that has tons of storage space. Oh my gosh, man!
What the hell's wrong with you?
Stroked out. I'm drooling. One of my eyes. I just lost vision.
It's probably the bad one, anyways.
Yeah. No, it'd be the good one.
Yeah.
Can't see out of the bad one. So, but
can't watch 3D movies.
That pisses me off. Even I just bought a new. Projector and
is it
3D? It's a 3D projector, so pointless technology for me.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that
up. We have gone to a 3D movie together before too.
Yeah, I'm just wearing the glasses, so it's not
don't
fuzzy.
Stupid. I don't want to feel like an idiot not wearing these glasses.
No, this is good. Whoa, popped right out at me. But yeah, you know, you got ottomans. There's chests, you know, those footboards that are like chests and. Let's talk about more chests. I did have
pectorals
a lot of chests.
And chests.
Yeah. Like big chests, you know, buff chests.
So we can get chests, right?
You can.
Okay.
And then they have like the, what was the other thing? Sorry. You can actually use, sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I'm
what is wrong?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to quit.
Yeah, I think you skipped
door organizers.
A bunch of stuff. Oh, okay,
door organizers.
Okay,
I did skip some.
You don't want to talk about those?
Well, when I push on the notes, it flips up my keyboard, and then it pushes the notes up.
Oh.
So then I get lost. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's tough.
I'm really sorry.
Really rough.
I'm trying to deliver this better, and it's just going.
You're doing
bad.
A fantastic job. Keep going.
There's usually some crawl space if you're on the bottom floor. Sometimes you can access that. And then, or if you're
just cut your floor open,
I would just bust through it. Usually, in
good hatchet,
They usually have kind of crawl space up above, too. You know, you've got where they have the insulation and everything, there's usually an access there, and you can kind of stuff some stuff up in there. This is the door organizers. That's where I was like, man, this feels like Pinterest.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you know, behind your closet doors, you got
cream corn and green beans and this one. And
home survival. Big old plaque.
Yeah.
But really yeah.
Stuff.
They actually do have some good door organizers, okay?
I'm sure they do.
Dick.
Pinterest is amazing.
Yeah, and then your washroom, there's usually a lot of space around the washer and dryer. I have all kinds of stuff that's
you can keep cold
there,
beers like in the
socks.
Back of your toilet.
Usually one of the matching pair has fallen behind
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, some of the hotels, oh my good hell, apartments come with garage space. So you can, the apartment I had in Oregon, I had a garage, but it was like way off from my apartment.
Yeah.
And I just stuffed it full of like
stuff,
you know, tons of stuff. Yeah. I didn't even use it for my car. And that's the other thing is you typically have a vehicle. I mean, unless you're riding your bike.
Yeah, but typically.
Your vehicle, we've talked before about stacking that full of
yeah
all kinds of stuff.
Utilize the space if you have to, especially yeah. if you're in an apartment.
You may not access, you know, be able to access the car, but I'd use that space up. I'd use it today.
Yeah, just use it right now.
Get it done.
Go out there and use that
so, yeah,
space.
Car space, garage space, chests.
More
door
chests.
Organizers.
Is that what you got?
I do.
Is that your goods?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay.
Let me, coffee tables. That was the furniture.
Oh, coffee tables.
They have some really good ones that are, you know, big blocks and you can lift
yeah.
up underneath there.
You could just have a chest as a coffee table.
You could.
That's
you
the,
really
I think
could.
That's a good idea.
I know.
Hey guys, right now, let's talk about the 3%er. Can we do that? The 3%ers are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. They are extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order and in-house. Go to the3%er.com and get the very best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. That's the3%er.com, and use code CASUALPREPPERS for a discount. And they have our shirts there. That's where you go get
you
our shirts.
You can pull them up on the website. I did it.
We've got lots of people sending in photos. We got a guy the other day from Australia who sent a photo in his casual prepper
shirt.
Oh,
he did?
Yeah, so that was really cool.
That is freaking awesome.
Yeah, so go grab it. Use our code. Get a discount. It's
do
awesome.
It today.
Yeah, really cool. So I'd like to talk a little bit about trying to secure your apartment. This becomes an issue, you know, especially in any sort of SHTF situation. People are going to be running around trying to scavenge things and trying to break into people's houses and do really dickish moves and stuff like that.
Freaking
you
dicks.
Know? Yeah. So, number one thing, make sure you have a deadbolt on your, I mean, most of them do, but some of them won't have deadbolts. So make sure you have a deadbolt. Well, make sure you have a peephole too. So you can see, you know, is
I
that
do.
Really grandma?
I have
you,
a couple people.
Do you really have a peephole on your front door?
No.
Oh, you
did. I did. I put one in this house.
Oh, you know, the one across the street.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I'm going to, Tony was asking me to put another one in. I said, okay.
I'll put a peephole in for you. You know, redundant locks, chains, reinforce the door jam. I don't know if you've seen those like door jam reinforcement kits you can get. $60
Them up after I was
$60 at Lowe's, and you can it'll
wow, they're that much.
Yeah, that's yeah. a lot of metal. You know, they're legit. They help. So, I think anybody should be having this. I should have it for my house. You should have it for your house. Everybody listening should have it for their house, even if they don't live in an apartment.
This podcast is brought to you by Lowe's.
Yeah, everybody use code Casual Preppers
for no discount.
This code does not work. You know,
expired.
Once in a while, they'll actually let you change your locks in your apartment. Sometimes they're not going to, because the issue with that is, you know, the front office has your keys and the maintenance guy's got your
yeah.
keys, and
he might be shady.
He most likely is shady. If he's a maintenance guy, and if any of you are out there are maintenance guys, I apologize, but you're probably shady. Probably. Every freaking one of you.
Maintenance. Oh.
Yeah. But they should, even if they won't let you change the locks, they should put in a deadbolt for you. That they don't have a key for. They should let you do that. So hopefully
I've thought about that. It's kind
yeah,
of creepy.
It is creepy. They can walk in at any time. Anytime.
They probably have.
Well, I guarantee they go in and check and make sure every, you know, your underwears.
Where's your peephole?
I saw a peephole in here.
I'm going to reverse this peephole.
So, you know, you can go to the Lowe's again. If you're at Lowe's, you're getting your door jam.
Jeez,
thing.
Man.
Yeah.
There is a place called Home Depot.
We don't have Home Depot here.
No.
We don't talk about Home Depot. You can buy those really cheap door alarms for like $10. You know, the ones
yeah,
that just
I
like
have, looked into those.
That just like stick on your door and then stick on your door jamb. And if that opens, it makes the really loud sound.
Your back door is
open. No, it just goes, that's what it does. Hmm. Usually they don't have the voice. Yeah, so you have to get the really expensive ones for that. But you could go ahead and get something like SimpliSafe, the home alarm system, but that's like mobile and wireless. How much is that sucker? It depends. Anywhere from like $350 up.
Wow. Wow. I wish I had a...
Wow.
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 That's amazing.
Whoa.
So I'm actually thinking I might be getting SimpliSafe in a few weeks. Actually.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's your birthday.
I'm gonna see if I can get it from Lowe's, actually. See if they got one.
If Lowe's, if you're listening, you should add them. Yeah, hopefully they'll add us to
I'm gonna put a call into Lowe's and see if we can get another podcast sponsor.
So we need your SimpliSafe. Whoa.
If possible, if you can do this, replace your doors. Most likely the doors throughout are all going to be those hollow.
Just make them a freaking solid cast iron.
Yeah, most likely metal doors is what you want. No, just make sure you get the real like full, not hollow core doors, because those, like, you could breathe on it too hard and you can get through those things, you know. So you can switch out your doors.
Those are usually the apartment interior doors.
Yeah, they are.
You just push and, right through it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, have curtains on your windows or blinds of some sort. No, you don't. You just like to go, everyone look at your peephole.
I want people to see.
Well, that's the point. We don't want people to see what we're prepping, right? Yeah. Or what we're doing in there. True. So it's a little, you know, you want to make sure.
Okay.
You're down with the blinds now?
Yeah.
Okay. Some more window security stuff. Have dowel rods slid into your ground floor. What? What'd you say?
Just where you were going with that. Have dowel rods slid into
your... I'm going to Lowe's to get my dowel rods, and I'm going to put them in my windows. Okay. Because, you know...
I have those.
Yeah, they're really... I need to get some down here.
I actually did the ones where they kind of slide over the frame, and then use a screwdriver and twist them in.
Mm-hmm. If you do these like nice thick dowel rods, though, you have a weapon in every window after that.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. You can, I mean, if something goes down,
you have drumsticks.
You have drumsticks, weapons, anything
fires,
like that.
Firewood,
bow staff.
Yeah,
all that kind of stuff.
Bow drill.
Well, you could actually, yes, you could do bow drill.
Man,
yeah,
we should have a whole episode on dowel rods
and Lowe's. You know, make sure you absolutely have at least one fire extinguisher in your apartment. Because like I said, when SHTF, it goes down and it's the middle of winter, what are people going to do below you?
Sing it.
Huh?
Sing it.
Sing what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Molotov.
It's a Molotov cocktail. I can't remember how I did it.
I don't either. Kobe used to sing it all the time when we were...
When we were kids.
When we were kids playing games.
Yeah. is a Molotov cocktail. Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, you probably will immediately get one lobbed into your
window. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why not?
Yeah, why not? So riots go down, you know, they like to throw those things. And also anyways, it's gonna be cold in the winter and there's gonna be no heat, and what are people gonna do? They're gonna like get those little heaters in their house, or they're just gonna start fires.
Yeah,
and what happens is everything burns down usually. So if you have a fire extinguisher, at least you can help with that. You know what I mean? You can slow it down enough to get your dog out.
Yeah,
or your hamster or your chicken, whatever you have in there.
Chickens.
You know, I hate doing this, but make friends with your neighbors. Neighbors are the worst.
Painful. Makes sense.
But really, yeah, they're gonna be less likely to be a threat if they know you and you're nice to them, you know, because if you're a dick to everybody, that you're going to be like, you know what, screw that dude. I'm going to take his MREs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then otherwise they might go, oh, I like that dude. He's all right. I'm not going to rate him first. Yeah. You know? So it's a good idea to make sure you have friends.
I've only found in apartments, very rarely do I have somebody that I just can't stand, you know, that's ignorant, plays their music loud all night.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you know, when we were in Washington, shadiest looking dudes.
Uh-huh.
I hope that dude isn't listening, but shadiest looking people that lived around us.
Really?
And we had left both of our vehicles and caught a bus to fly home here to Utah. And the dude was like freaked out. He was like, I know those guys that just like kill, you know, their families and, you know, because he thought both our vehicles were there. And,
yeah.
And he was like really like concerned about us. And I, you know, I was doing rotations and I was gone 6 weeks, 4 weeks. And Tawny was there with our 1 year old son. And they were like super generous and always maybe helping. They were out. Creeping on her, but.
Yeah, could have been.
But for the most part, she felt pretty, you know, safe because yeah. they seemed pretty protective of, you know, wait a minute, this sounds really messed up. Yeah. Is that my son?
Yeah. No, but it's a good idea, though.
No, yeah, once we got to know the neighbors, like, they were super helpful and they were mm-hmm. kind of aware of people that were around the apartment. Yeah, like, I saw some other person that had, you know,
mm-hmm.
somebody was here when you weren't here, they'll, you know, they'd let you know and stuff like that. So it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Painful. I hate doing it. It's painful, really. It's
people. But, I hate people.
So if you live above the first or second floor, it's probably a really good idea to have some sort of an emergency ladder to get down in case, yeah. you know, your front door is blocked or, you know, the stairwells are blocked or whatever it might be. This is good for, you know, fire or whatever the hell else happens, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can get out and your kids can get out or your chickens can get out, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like $40 you can
chicken
get one.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Chicken save shoot. Their lives.
Oh, chicken shoot. I thought you were going to say chicken shit. But
like chicken shoot.
That's chicken shoot, man. Come on, neighbors, let's go chicken shoot. We're going to do a little chicken shooting.
No, I mean like a yeah, survival a shoot.
A shoot for chickens.
Save the chickens.
Down. I get it. Yeah. Also, make sure you know where your gas, your electric, and your water shutoff valves are. That's a good idea.
I've never ever looked
for everybody. It's a good apartment. Idea.
I know. Never ever.
You wouldn't. Yeah, you don't think about it, right? So it's a good idea to know that in case stuff's going down. You know, obviously have some sort of protection. Have a weapon if it's legal. You know, have a shotgun, have a handgun in the house, yeah. in the apartment. It's good for everybody. Everyone have one. Everybody.
Hey,
I want everyone to have a weapon right now.
From what I'd read, like most apartments don't say no to guns.
Don't say no.
That was terrible.
Yeah, that was bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be able to have one. I mean, as long as it's legal in your state.
And I don't remember reading in any of them that it said not to. I think they'd actually said have a gun.
All of them said if you're gonna live here, you have to have a gun. It's part of the application process. You know, OPSEC, operational security. Don't broadcast to your neighbors that you're prepping in your apartment. I mean, this is good for everybody, obviously. And like I said, don't do a podcast on prepping, you know. It's a good idea not to do that. Because I really hate it. I really hate it when people in town in the neighborhood's like, oh, I listened to your podcast. And I'm like, oh, that was really stupid. Everybody knows that I have what I, you know what I mean,
yeah.
doing here. I mean, we don't reveal a lot on the podcast, but enough that people are like, well, if it goes down, I'm going to your house. You know, I'm going to take your stuff. Like,
we don't have anything but mics and some old chairs.
Exactly.
And well, a cheap table from Lowe's.
Yeah. Lowe's. Again. Lowe's.
Freak, man.
You know, we did an episode a while back on survival caches, and I think this is a big deal for apartment preppers, you know. Have a survival cache, even if it's down the road, not too far, something you can get to, you know. Have several of them because you're going to need them. If you're an apartment prepper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense.
It sure does. That's why I put it on there.
I know. That's why we're telling people.
Yeah. Anyways, that's what I got.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I just had a little to add. That's it. That's
just a all. Little?
I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just adding to it with my voice.
Well, that was horrible, man.
No. So I'd read in a couple of places about kind of having a safe room, meaning your room where you have most of your stuff that you could stay within your apartment and live off from and also protect yourself.
Like that, what was that movie? Panic Room?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly.
It doesn't need to be a panic room, though.
No. I mean, you would still want access to get out. You know, you don't want to isolate yourself completely on the inside. But it would be a good thing because, you know, basically setting up a room where you have a good view of anybody getting in and that you can protect your stuff. And that you can live in there for at least 7 days. I mean, mm-hmm. it'd be hard to go beyond that with a family, you know, with your lack of storage space. So preparing to have kind of a bug-in room where everything's pretty accessible and you can watch and protect, you know, your back and everything like that. Good idea.
Sure is.
Have your weapons in there. And then the other stuff I had in there is door jams and stuff like that that you'd talked about. Just, you know, having your place good and secure.
Yeah.
And having your stuff easily accessible. Because some of those apartments are big and scattered. And yeah. I mean, you don't want to get stuck in a hallway.
It'd be nice if that room had an adjoining bathroom.
Right. I did put it in there. You need to prepare for poop and pee.
Was to poop and pee.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what it says. I was.
And they'd say, you know, if you're in your apartment, kind of trapped in there, and you've got to poop and pee.
Yeah.
It's just normal.
It is normal to have to poop and pee.
So just dropping a garbage bag in your toilet.
Yeah.
And dumping in it.
Yep.
Tying it off.
Yeah.
Starting on fire.
It's another good reason to have garbage bags. See? Garbage bags.
Yeah, yeah.
Have garbage bags. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Toilet paper.
Countermeasures. Garbage bags.
So, I mean...
Yeah, I think that's about it for apartment prepping.
Yeah, I mean you guys got it rough, and I feel for you.
I think
it's going to be a little more stressful for you in the apartments, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're getting your apartment, you know, make sure it has some closets, linen closets, and at least some sort of storage that you can put a few things because,
right.
You know, be a little bit picky. Don't just get the cheapest crap hole you can find with no storage.
One room and it's a studio.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do it. You need storage.
Yeah. So that's it. Good job.
Thanks.
Move on.
Yep. Before we move on.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about our newest sponsor.
Yep.
Survival Boxes.
They're so awesome.
Yep. They are the only subscription box that delivers all of the essential survival supplies that you need to your door every month. Three different boxes to choose from. Get survival gear, survival food and water, and non-GMO heirloom seeds for your survival garden. No contracts, cancel anytime. Use promo code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off your first box on any monthly subscription at survivalboxes.com.
Yes, I'm eagerly awaiting the next
Seriously,
one.
Check them out.
I'm eagerly awaiting the next one.
Smartest boxes, I think.
Very good idea. Get the food box.
Get it and eat it.
Yes.
Well.
So as far as don't eat the box. As far as reviews goes, we have had some bandanas for a while that come from a company called Coulter Co. And recently they sent us a few more of their bandanas to talk about with you guys. So they, you know, it's a bandana. It's just everybody, you know, have seen bandanas, but they kind of add a little bit more.
Smart, way smart. Yeah, I've never seen anything like that.
I haven't either. It's really, really cool. So we've had the Stargazer bandanas for a while. It actually came in a battle box. Really?
It did. Yeah, we didn't get it from.
It came in the navigation box mm-hmm. of battle box. Anyways, basically what it has is a star map on it, so it can help with navigation. It actually glows in the dark.
It does.
So you can do some night navigation with it with the stars, which is really cool. And you know you're gonna want to have a bandana. Like anyways,
they're pretty stylish.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're really nice. So Coulter Co. sent us three more of their bandanas. The first one was the Cypher bandana. You want to tell them about the Cypher bandana?
I don't because that one's confusing.
Is it? No, well, basically...
It's the only one I didn't really look into.
No, it makes sense. It has a cypher, like cypher on it, so you and your buddy both have it. You can you can do little secret messages back and forth.
Like the bird?
Well, no. No. No, with bird. So you know, it basically has a little secret code message that you can send back and forth. Really cool stuff. The other one,
like Mason's stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
Yeah, is the knot? Know your knots bandana.
That one I thought was really cool.
Do you know what that one is about?
It has knots on it.
It sure does.
And how you can tie different knots.
Yeah, it basically shows you has pictures of tying different knots. Really useful stuff.
That one's what, teal?
I don't remember.
So the cypher one's all red.
You were supposed to bring them over, and now we can't
look at them. I can remember them. I'm going to tell you.
Actually,
it's red.
I was looking
with white. The knot one was teal with white.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the knot one's cool. Yeah, it has all these different knots for building stuff or tying stuff.
It's awesome. Yeah, fantastic knots. And the last one was a Cabin Fever bandana. And, you know, you lay this out on a
morale
flat
booster.
Surface. Yeah, and it has, like, a checkerboard on it. So you can play chess. You can play checkers. And it also has a...
Chutes and ladders?
No. It doesn't have chutes and ladders. It has Monopoly.
Candyland.
No. It has a tic-tac-toe thing on it, too.
Oh, okay.
So you can play some tic-tac-toe.
It has Monopoly?
No, it doesn't have Monopoly. No. So you can go over to CoulterCoUSA.com, and you can find these for, like, $14 a piece. They actually have some on sale right now for $9.
Yeah. The one I was looking at was a fishing hook one. had different flies and different tie. That one was cool.
Oh, yeah. Very they cool stuff.
It was super smart, you know?
Yeah, so go check out Coulter Co. Check out their bandanas because it's really, really cool.
We love stuff. Them.
Yeah, we actually do. We love them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
I was going to add something there.
Well, it's too bad.
Honey.
What?
Hey, honey.
Oh, you're talking to me.
So,
you're not talking.
We've talked a lot about how important honey is. And again, I can't stress enough how important honey is.
It's really important, guys.
You can eat it.
Yeah.
You can rub it on yourself to treat different diseases.
Rub it all over your peephole. I'm going to put this on my deck. Put it on my back deck.
Back deck. What's a back deck? So there's a lot of different types. You know, I wouldn't suggest stocking up a bunch on, you know, Western Family or Equate.
That's my favorite kind.
It's like, it tastes delicious.
It does.
But it's like, if that's all you
it's
got,
over-processed,
that's fine.
It's overprocessed, yeah.
Yeah, but overprocessed. There's also, you know, it's basically corn syrup. But
corn syrup? This is right from the bees. It's honey on it.
These bees travel with corn?
I didn't know bees got syrup from corn.
So the New Zealand Manuka honey is your very best.
How the hell am I going to get to New Zealand to get
I don't
their
know.
Honey?
To be honest, I didn't even look up how you could get it. I'm sure Amazon has it.
Amazon has everything.
But anyway, yeah, you're going to look. You're going to see there's a premium on that. Premium.
Premium.
Not a premium. Prenium. A premium.
Prenimum.
So it's the best for medicinal uses, but you can use any honey. So honey is really good for coughs. They did a big study for cough for kids, the syrups for age 5 and under. Regular cough syrups, more side effects. They didn't really help symptoms and, you know, toxic when you're trying to give them a bunch of it. So honey's a great choice. 1.5 teaspoon before bed. For adults, 2 teaspoons to a gallon, whatever you want.
Gallon.
To help. So these are the benefits to honey. So we've talked about using them on wounds. What does it do?
Mm-hmm.
So MRSA, have you guys heard of that?
Anybody? I've heard of it. Hey, speak up. You heard of MRSA?
I was waiting for you to be like, I think so. So high concentration of sugar dehydrates the bacteria.
Well, can you kill put bacteria. Sugar on it then?
You can actually.
Okay.
You can actually put sugar on wounds. It's acidic, so bacteria don't like it.
No.
Enzyme, the honey produces a small amount of hydrogen peroxide when it breaks down.
Oh.
So it actually is producing kind of a sterile. It's killing. It's killing stuff. But, you know, we always talk about not using hydrogen peroxide on wounds because it doesn't help promote, you know, it doesn't help promote healing. Whereas.
Why do people use it?
It was an old.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like old doctors
I remember
are just
using
like,
it when I was a kid.
Hydrogen peroxide.
I remember when I was a kid.
I know. My parents used it a ton.
Yeah.
Like immediately when you get a wound, it does clean it out. But
yeah.
Like continued use is too damaging to the tissue to where it doesn't heal. So. But the enzyme in honey that produces the hydrogen peroxide doesn't produce a strong enough concentration to damage tissue, so you can continue to use it. Stimulates white blood cells, actually makes them more effective, decreases inflammatory response,
so
not as much red and itchiness. If you go online, I mean, you'll see way too much for honey.
They're there's like
cures
everything.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Prostate cancer, stick it up your butt.
Put it on your peephole. Don't get no AIDS.
Second time you said people. You putting honey on your peephole? It's good for burns because the inflammatory response is reduced. Sore throats, improved sleep, actually. So if you take that 2 gallons before you go to bed.
Bullcorn, I've tried that.
Sleep so good. I know I have to. But anyway, it
I
has
would say
tons
like honey.
Of uses.
Honey and lemon tea or whatever for bed. You know?
Yeah. Maybe put it on your peephole.
Maybe.
You'll sleep better.
Yeah.
So to apply to a wound, you just use it liberally. You just cake it on and if it has a deep wound, you just pour it right in.
What?
Didn't that sound freaky?
That sounds stupid.
I know. I had a rotation with an orthopedic surgeon that did a lot of studying on it, and he did. He just poured it in there. which is pretty sick.
My gosh. Yeah.
Why is it so
sick? He's in there in the surgery room. He's got the little bear, the honey thing, just like.
Let's close this up.
More honey stat.
Now take this home and put it on your people.
Put this on your people three times a day.
But yeah, you just rub it all. You can either put it on the gauze and then put it on the wound, or you can squirt it right into the wound. Or you can rub it on the wound and then you just cover it. And then every 1 to 2 days, change the bandage.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
That is
honey's
weird.
Honey's good stuff.
That's weird. Weird
so
stuff.
So I'll have to look up the price on Manuka. I bet it's a fortune.
Yeah, it's probably like $400 an ounce or something bet it like is that. Too. Well, that's all we have for you today, guys. We thank you for being here. We had a good time. Make sure you go and check us out at casualpreppers.com. Go grab one of our shirts. You're going to look freaking sweet in one of our shirts. It's going to be your shirt after you buy it. Right now it's ours, but pretty
buy
soon
a shirt
yours.
And then just wear yours.
Yeah, just wear yours. Go check out the book. The book is on Amazon. Actually, when this comes out, we're going to have a sale on the book for the next few days. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me about that.
Well, I don't tell
you. I guess
you.
I'll go buy that book now.
I don't tell you everything.
I haven't bought it.
I only wake you up for the important meetings. So that's about it, guys. And you got anything else, Cam?
I don't. Peace out.
Okay, see ya.